Blog Talk Radio.
That was not in the well. Jesus made the water. That was not in the well. Came down singing. Yes, everyone is welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and Saving Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. This is the Father's Day weekend. And we got a lot to share with everyone. We encourage everyone to start coming in from all over the world, start cleaning. Yes, God is going to bless every one of you today in the name of Jesus Christ. The whole of manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Welcome, ma. God bless you, ma.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. We're warming up with some praise and worship, some song. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. That we might be called as sons of God. That we might be called as sons of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. That we might be called the sons of God. That we might be called the sons of God. God is my Father, Jesus is my Savior, and the blessed Holy Spirit is my guide. The devil is no relation. I am a new creation. I'm a member of the family of the Lord. God is our Father. Jesus is our Savior. And the blessed Holy Spirit is our guide. The devil is no relation. I am a new creation. I'm a member of the family of the Lord. Of the Lord. God is our Father. Jesus is our Savior. And the blessed Holy Spirit is our guide. The devil's no relation. I am a new creator. I'm a member of the family of the Lord. Oh, yes. God is your Father. Jesus is your Savior. And the blessed Holy Spirit is your guide. The devil's no relation. I am a new creation. I'm a member of the family of the Lord. God is your Father. God is your Father. Jesus is your Savior. The devil is no relation. Yes, we are members of the family of God. Hallelujah. Everyone is welcome today. We're going to be talking about the Father's blessing. How you can receive the Father's blessing. Some people will never receive their Father's blessing. You know, people like Reuben, he never received his Father's blessing. People like Ahab never received his Father's blessing. see, some of them receive courses. They receive courses instead of blessing. That will not be our story, the name of Jesus. We are going to receive the Father's blessing. Yes. So we're going to be talking about the Father's blessing, how to receive the Father's blessing into our life. We are not supposed to receive a call from our Father. We are supposed to receive blessing. You know, so everyone begins to key in. Oh, yes, there are over 500 people have come in. Yes, more are coming in. You are all welcome from all over the world. Yes, we're going to be talking about the Father's blessings. Everyone is welcome to come in, join this broadcast. God is going to bless you all tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, we're going to sing one more song. Everlasting Father, everlasting Son, Jehovah Almighty, be thou glorified.
Everlasting Father,
everlasting Father, Jehovah Almighty, be thou glorified. Oh, welcome, honorable Baba Apostle Shalom. You're welcome. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, you have Baba Apostle all the way from Virginia. You are just kidding. If you don't mind, Apostle, well, will you dial the guest number so that you can share with us? The number to dial in is area code 515-602-9335. Area code 515-602-9335. Baba Apostle, please dial into that number so that you can share with us too. Shola, all the way from Virginia. Amen. Hallelujah. Something good is so everlasting, Father, everlasting Son. Jehovah Almighty, be thou glorified. Everlasting Father, everlasting Son, Jehovah Almighty, be thou glorified. Baba was singing that song correctly. Baba, please sing it. You are singing it correctly. Sing it.
Everlasting Father, everlasting Son, immortal Holy Ghost, be thou glorified, everlasting Father, everlasting Son, immortal Holy Ghost, be thou glorified.
Amen.
Amen.
God is good. Holy Spirit, bless your people today. Through your word, let your word find a place in the lives of the people. In the name of Jesus Christ, make us doers of your word and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen and amen and amen. Yes, praise the Lord. Everyone is welcome. Today we're talking about the Father's blessing. There's so much about the Father. I've been making a lot of research about the Father. And then I found out that the Father is like representing God in the family. It's like the Father is like representing God's authority in the family, especially if it's a God-fearing father who is a Christian born again. You are representing God in the family. I began to understand a lot of things because we're going to take it from the Old Testament and then we're going to move into the New Testament. Yes, that's the best way to understand things in the Scripture. You take it from the Old Testament and then go all the way into the New Testament with it. then you have all the details. Now, if you look at the Old Testament, you find out that the patriarch, the elderly father, they always blessed their children before they left the earth. Though Noah had to cause harm, in the book of Genesis, Noah had to cause harm because harm did not cover the nakedness of Noah. Noah was drunk and he fell down and was naked. Ham saw it, didn't do anything about it, rather made mockery of his father. But Shem and Japheth saw the nakedness of their father and covered the nakedness of their father. So when Noah had to bless, Noah blessed Shem and Japheth. And he couldn't bless Ham. Ham went with a curse. But Shem and Japheth carried the blessing. That's not the only example. In Genesis 49, which is our text, Genesis 49, Jacob was now old. And his eyes were dim, not blind, and he knew he was going to leave the earth very soon, so he decided to bless his children before he left. He decided to bless all the children and to line them up. If you look at Genesis 49, Jacob pronounced blessings of all the children except Reuben. In verse 3, he said of Reuben, he said, Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Then verse 4, he said, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. See, that's not a blessing. He already pronounced a curse on Reuben. He said, you Reuben, you are not going to excel because you went and committed adultery with my wife while I was still alive. I'm your father. And then you are doing this. So Reuben carried a curse. But all the other children carried blessings. Now this is very important because we don't have to carry a curse. We need to carry blessings from our father. Talking about Father's Day now, your father must bless you. And yesterday, we were defining who is your father. And then we said, your father is, first of all, God. And then your biological father through whom you came into this world. And then outside that, you have stepfathers, you have fathers who are caring for you, helping you to move on. And for those whose parents have died, they don't have fathers, but they don't have biological fathers no more, then someone else is playing the role of a father. And it could be just a friend of your family, it could be someone who knows you, trying to help. And so you now have fathers all over you to help or minister to you. Anyone who played a fatherly role in your life is a father as well. Father is not just only the biological father. We got that straight in yesterday. And then we also said yesterday that your pastor is also your father, because your pastor plays a fatherly role in your life. Your pastor counsels you, your pastor guides you, your pastor leads you. The man of God, the evangelist, the apostle, the prophet, the Bible teacher, the one who is ministering to you and watching over your life is also your father. Even the lawyer, your lawyer, your doctor, your counselor, your professor, your teacher, all these people, they are playing fatherly roles in one form or the other. So don't take it that your father is only your biological father. And then also we said yesterday that some people, their biological fathers are dead. They are gone. They are no longer in existence. For instance, my parents, my mother and my father are gone. So I don't have biological father or biological mother. But I have spiritual father. I have pastors, I have bishops, I have apostles, I have prophets, I have men and women of God around my life. They counsel me, they teach me, they minister to me, they are my father. So I have father. Hallelujah, we have father. You have a father. Oh, yes. You know, Jesus was answering questions. He said, who is my brother, who is my sister? He said, is these people that are doing the work of God with me, they are my brothers and my sisters and my mothers and my fathers. You know, so you have father. Even though you don't have your biological father no more, you still have father. And then we said that your father's blessing is very important. You don't have to reap a curse. You need to reap a blessing. Gehazi reaped a curse. Gehazi did not reap a blessing. Achan did not reap a blessing. Judas Iscariot never reaped a blessing. They reap curses. And it shouldn't be so. You don't have to reap a curse. You should reap the blessing of the Lord, make it rich, and it adds no sorrow to it. The prodigal son is another aspect I want us to look at. The prodigal son, the parable of the prodigal son that Jesus mentioned in the scriptures, is a very practical example of a father and son relationship. The prodigal son, Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 32. St. Luke's Gospel chapter 15, verses 11 to 32, you see the parable of the prodigal son. His son rose up one morning and said, Father, divide your riches and let me take my half and go my way. No, many people have that attitude. They think it's brighter on the other side. Runaway children. And so his father divided the wealth and gave him one half, and he ran away. And he was living a riotous life, and he was just living carelessly. While he was living carelessly, his money and everything went, he finished his wealth, finished all his money, because he was dealing with prostitutes and harlots. They took all the money from him. And he was left with nothing. He was eating, you know, with dogs and goats and pigs and pig food and all those nonsense. So he remembered that he can go back to his father. So the prodigal son went back to his father. St. Luke's Gospel chapter 15, verse 11 to 32. When the prodigal son was approaching the house, the father ran to go and meet him and hugged him and kissed him and brought him home rejoicing, forgiving the prodigal son. See, that's father-son relation. It's about forgiving. You need to forgive your children. I was reading through the story of Marvin Gaye, the musician. Marvin Gaye's father was a Baptist minister, and the boy was singing rock music, singing, you know, all kinds of music, music that the worldly people sing. So his father got offended and shot Marvin Gaye to death. That was how Marvin Gaye died. Now, that was too much. I agree that Marvin Gaye was not supposed to be singing those type of sexual songs. But that's okay. He has his own line. He's doing his own thing. But to take the gun and shoot your son just for that, it's not clear. As I was going through the story, I really felt concerned. It's about forgiveness. You must forgive your children. God forgave you. Jesus forgave us on the cross. They forgive them, but they don't know what they are doing. You must forgive your children. You must love your children. You must help your children. You must pray for your children. The other day, Bishop T.D. Jake was talking about runaway father, absentee father. This is a very bad sickness in the society. Runaway father, absentee father, they are never at home. They run away, they leave the children, and only the mother is taking care of the children. It shouldn't be so. We are supposed to be helping and upbringing the children, developing them, and building them up, educating them, equipping them for life. God did not create us to have, vagabonds and children that we don't care for. We don't care for your children. That's not a good father. A father should be a loving father, a caring father. You must be concerned about your children, your family, your home. You must be doing things to foster the house, to make sure the family is moving on. Jesus said, I must be after my father's business. Luke chapter 2, verse 49. Then Luke Gospel chapter 2, verse 49. I must be after my father's business. God's business is our father's business. My father's business. Your father is God, and then you have your biological father, and then you have your spiritual father. You must be properly connected and linked up. Sometimes some people want to stay away from their parents, They don't tell me what to do. Why are you telling me what to do? I laugh. Someone must tell you what to do. Oh, yes. Someone must tell you what to do in this life. You must have parents guiding you, counseling you, ministering to you, making suggestions to you. They may not impose on you. They may not compare you, but you need guidance. You can't go through life without a guide. Because if you keep saying, hey, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do. I hear that all the time. They ain't telling me what to do. He's not going to tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do. See, that's not a good word. That's not a good attitude. If your parents do not tell you what to do, then you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Because when you go ahead and you start doing drugs, you start going for armed robbery, you start killing and shooting, destruction of life and property, know that you are now the Satan, the devil. You don't want to be told what to do. You should be told what to do. That's why you are a child. You are a son. You are a daughter. Someone must tell you what to do. Someone must advise you. Someone must counsel you. Someone must watch over your life. So don't tell your parents not to tell you what to do. Because I hear it all the time. Don't tell me what to do. Why are you telling me what to do? You don't want to be told what to do. You should be in the jail. When you are in the jail, someone else is going to tell you what to do when you get to the jail, get to the premier. Someone must tell you what to do. That's what it is. we pull the rug from the child and we spoil the child. There is foolishness in the heart of the child, but the rod of correction drives it away. Oh, yes. And so fathers have been concerned about us. They have been praying for us. They have been doing things to encourage us to move on. And we must honor them. We must bless them. Father's Day is just around the corner. You need to send greetings to your fathers. You need to send flowers, send cards, and send gifts, and send prayers, and send love, and do something to encourage your father during this weekend. It's very, very important. The other day, I was reading through Jacob getting ready. Isaac was getting ready to bless his son. You know, Isaac had Jacob and Esau. Esau was the first born, and then Jacob was the second. He said, bring me a venison. Bring me a meal. I'm going to eat that meal, and then I'm going to bless you. It's not that Isaac has not been eating. The morale is that sow a seed, do something that will provoke me, that will provoke the blessing to your direction. So cook me a meal, cook me a venison. I'm going to eat it, and when I'm happy, my soul will bless you. When I read that part of the scriptures, I say, wow, this must be a special prayer. Oh, yes, this is prayer beyond prayer. Cook me a venison. Bring me a meal. Let me eat it. When I am happy, my soul will bless you. That was going to be a special prayer. So Rebecca had it and quickly went and told Jacob. Jacob had to go and prepare the meal and brought it and tricked his father Isaac. So Jacob received that blessing and ran away with it. Jacob, the faultless man. Hey, the supplanter. He has stolen the blessing and is going away with it. Well, God has already said, while those children were in the womb, he said one shall be greater than the other. The younger one was going to be greater than the senior one. That had already been prophesied. So everything was falling into place. Jacob had to see the blessing, and he had to run away with it. So when Esau came, Esau couldn't get the blessing. And so Esau went through life struggling while Jacob had everything to himself. And then we ask the question. In Romans chapter 9, God said, I will bless whom I will bless. I will help whom I will help. I will minister to whom I will minister to. I will promote who I will promote. I will love whom I will love. No one is going to ask me any questions. It is not of him that runneth, nor him that willeth. It is God that giveth grace. May God give you grace. In the name of Jesus, may you find mercy with God. It's not by power, not by mind, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord. May God favor you. May God look to you and see you as one that he must bless. Because you see, Jacob did not do anything to merit that blessing. Jacob didn't do anything to merit that blessing. But he picked the blessing and ran away with it. I'm going to pray a prayer right now that God will find you worth to receive his blessing. Oh, yes. There is a blessing of the past. And not many people are receiving it. you could see that Reuben just missed it. Reuben missed it. And then Esau didn't get it. Achan didn't get it. Judah didn't get it. There is a blessing of the Father. My prayer is that God will pronounce his blessings upon you as your heavenly Father, your earthly parents, your earthly Father will pronounce blessings upon your life, and your life will begin to move on. You begin to experience miracles and blessings and prosperity and victory and success. You begin to experience the grace of God, the mercy and the favor of God upon your life. Hey, Reke Buya Andarabasaya Kanduria. Yes, Lord. I pray for everyone who have heard your word today, that they will experience your blessings, your grace, and your mercy. God, that you will pronounce your blessings upon your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, highly favor them. Let them find help from you where there is no help. God, let them find grace and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, bless your people today, that they will have causes to glorify your name. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Amen. Yes, God has blessed us. We have our mother in Christ online. God has given her a message to share with us. Honorable Evangelist Laika Lawal. She's going to share what God has laid in her heart. So we welcome her. Over to you, Mama. Share with us whatever God lay your heart to do.
Yes, sir. So this topic is the relationship of the son to the father.
Yes.
Relationship of the son to the father. That is relationship of children to their father. So we have different types of father. Father which is in heaven, God, Father Jesus, earthly, biological fathers, for which we have been even told. So we are still going to look about more fathers in the Bible. Some biological fathers that have been mentioned, and Father God and Jesus. If you look at John chapter 17, it's about Jesus Christ and Father God. Jesus says the glory of the Father is upon him. The glory of the Father must always be on the Son. And Jesus says, what the Father has is mine. Whatever the Father has belongs to the children.
Yes.
Ways in which the Son was subordinate to the Father. Relationship of Father with sons and their children. Jesus' earthly life was lived because of the Father. Without the Father, no children can live any life. John 6, verse 57. As the living Father has sent me, I live by the Father. All of us live by the Father God. The Father sustains the Son. Jesus could not do anything independently of the Father. So we are talking about Jesus now and Father God. We mentioned some of the earthly Father too later. The Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. That's John chapter 5 verse 19. Jesus Christ was sent to the heart by the Father. John 6:29. This is the work of God, that ye believe on him he had sent. The Father gave the Son authority and direction. That's the duty of Father. The Father gives sons authority and direction. John chapter 10 verse 18. these commandments have I received of my Father. Children must receive commandments from their Father like Jesus. John chapter 13, verse 3. In John chapter 8, verse 26, Jesus Christ received his message from the Father. I speak to thee, for those things which I have heard of him. The Father gave to the Savior certain works to accomplish. Fathers always give children certain works to accomplish. John chapter 5, verse 36. The work which the Father has given me to do, I finish. The same work that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. Father God has sent all of us. In Luke chapter 22, verse 29, the Father assigned a kingdom to the Son, and I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father has appointed unto me. Jesus is subjected to the headship of the Father. The headship of the Father. Father is the head of the home. 1 Corinthians 11:3. The head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Christ has become the way by which men are able to approach God the Father. Therefore, he is able also to save them to the utmost. Father always makes sure this to save their children to the utmost that comes unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Yes. Jesus Christ is our Father. He ever liveth to make intercession for we, his children. So his earthly Father, too, must be interceding for their children. Jesus has become the way to God. The way of salvation is the only way. Jesus refers to the Father as my God. Jesus refers to the Father as my God. We too will refer to God as our Father. John 20:17, Jesus said unto her, I ascend unto my God also. The extent of this subordination, these children must submit to their parents. The Father gave the Son a kingdom. The period of subordination extends beyond this. 1 Corinthians 15:27-28. For he had put all things under his feet. Then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him. Sons and children should be subject unto their Father. Then we will look at some of them. That's the Heavenly Father. We will look at some of the earthly fathers now. A lot of them. Abraham is one of them. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. He said, Abraham is a father that carries blessing. That whoever blesses Abraham shall be blessed, whoever curses him shall be cursed.
Yes.
That he. So, Abraham is a father that is carrying the blessing of God upon his head. We have Adam, the first father, who was deceived by the serpent. We have been told of the prodigal father that is compassionate to his son.
Yes.
We are told we have different fathers. Pastors are fathers. Presidents are fathers. We have grandfathers. We have father-in-laws. We know about Moses' father-in-law that is very nice to him, that advises him to do good. Exodus 18, verse 1 to 27, always visiting his son-in-law, communicating with him and advising him on what to do. Our president fathers, we are told in 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 to 4, that we should be praying for them. All fathers, they pray for young ones, Simeon, an old man, in Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 35, when Jesus Christ was born. He was the one that trained and prayed for Jesus Christ. Then it was then he received his salvation. You know, Zechariah is the father of John the Baptist in Luke chapter 1, verse 59 to 67. Noah, the first father that God favored. All fathers all over the world died with their family. He saved Noah from the flood with his children, and the sons and wives of his children. But later on, Noah backslided and began to drink. Then he was naked, as we have been told by the bishop. Solomon too was a father. He's a king. He was one that, in 1 Kings chapter 8, he did a church for God, and he prayed throughout that 1 Kings chapter 8, later on to go and backslide and have 700 wives and 300 concubines. 1,000. How a man can have 1,000 wives, I don't know. And those concubines, they make him to backslide and be worshipping idols. So
yes.
Fathers must be careful so that they don't backslide. Number we are told to, the husband of Abigail was a drunkard. He died through drunkenness. Kings, they are fathers. We have some kings that call on the name of God, like Hezekiah. King Sennacherib, as a king, is worshipping idols. He died with his idol power. Laban, a father-in-law, the father-in-law of Jacob. It was even God that went and met Laban in the dream that he should never harm Jacob, his son-in-law. Isaac is a father, as we have been told, the father of twins, or the father of Jacob and Esau. He carried 100% blessing. All his wealth, nobody was able to block the swell of blessing the way that the father has given unto him. We know Joseph is the earthly father of Jesus Christ. Samuel is a father. Pastors are fathers. Grandfather. We see all the Jacob is a father and a grandfather. In Genesis chapter 49, Jacob, when he wanted to die, as we have been told, he took his children one by one and was blessing them. The one he will curse, the one he will bless. The one he said he doesn't want to have anything to do with, Simeon. He said he doesn't want to even have anything to do with them. These fathers, some people are afraid because they are not even talking to their father. They don't even want to be celebrating Father's Day. Like Jacob that said he doesn't want to have anything to do with one of his, two of his sons. And even called Reuben his son.
Yeah.
One father was so wicked. When Joshua said they should build the wall of Jericho, when the wall of Jericho broke down, they said they should not build it. That whoever builds it, that they the first one's life will be lost, and if he made the gate, the last born will be dead. But this man went and built the wall using his two sons to build the wall of Jericho. Is that a good father or a bad father? Can you imagine such a father? You have one father called Barsillai. When Jacob was going into the wilderness, when Absalom his son wanted to take his place as a king. But this father, Basilea, an old man, was very good to Jacob, provided every food Jacob and his people that are walking on feet, for he came to be walking on foot because of his son drove him out of a out of his throne.
Yes.
But when Jacob, when David was coming back on the throne, he did not forget what this old Basilea rich man did for him. He said he wanted to take the whole man with him. The man said, "I'm old. There is nothing you can do for me now. But whatever you plan to do for me, do it for my son." We are told as fathers, whatever we sow is what we will reap. If we do good, then our children will reap good. Haman, we know he's a father. He died with his 10 sons because of hatred and bitterness of people. Fathers must not be bitter. We must not be bitter and must not be evilish. What he planned for the Jews returned on his head and the head of his 10 sons.
Yeah.
Ahab is a father, a king. Ahab took the land of Naboth. He said he wanted to use it in making vegetable. The wife gave him confidence to do it. But after they've killed Naboth, then God said, Ahab, he sent a man of God to him to go and tell him, you've killed Naboth because of his property, because you're a king. Then God said, all Jezebel and Ahab's children, male, that they will be dying. So that's why they say we should be breaking curses that came directly from father's house. All these children are innocent. They are innocent, but all these curses came from what their father has done. He said, Ahab's children, the males will just be dying. Can you imagine that because of a plot of land to plant vegetable? Now we know Pharaoh, a very wicked father. He's a king. A king is a father too. How he treated people very harshly and badly, and how he perished in the Red Sea. None of them escaped. Nebuchadnezzar is a king and a father. He was the one that threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into furnace fire of life, and threw Daniel in the lion's den. Merciless father. No mercy. And after that, he was so proud. Some fathers are proud. He stood on top of the roof of his kingdom. He said by his power that he made all this country in which he is. Then before the world finished in his mouth, God said he will go into wilderness for 7 years. He went to the until he named this food. Supremacy of God in his life. Then after, God did not even give his position to anybody. He waited. After the 7 years, he came back.
Yes.
And God gave him back his kingdom. Then he was praising God mightily. Then he was aware that pride ruins fathers. Pride ruins bad fathers. Laban, a father-in-law, very wicked one, father-in-law of Jacob. He reduced the salary of Jacob 10 times, his father-in-law. He reduced the salary of Jacob 10 times. When Jacob wanted to marry Rachel, on the day of marriage, when he wanted to give the wife, he gave Rachel instead of gave Lee instead of Rachel. In the morning, Jacob come and meet the father-in-law. Say, is Rachel I want? Why did you give me Lee when I opened the face of the woman? Can you imagine such a wicked father-in-law? Lot is a father. He received mercy from God Almighty. He was not destroyed with the people of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
He escaped death.
Mm.
So we have a lot of these fathers. There is one father called Shimei, a cursing father. When David was going to the wilderness, when
yes.
his son drove him to the wilderness, this man Shimei was just cursing David as he was going. He knew David's heart problem, and he was adding to the problem of David by causing him. But when David came back, when his son Solomon was on the throne, he said Solomon should do whatever he wants concerning what Shimei have done to cause him. Then Solomon told Shimei that Shimei should not go out of the town. Then one day Shimei forgot. Then he went out of the town because he had an urgent something to do. When he came back, Solomon said
yeah.
they should put him to death because of what he has done to his father when he called his father. So a lot of these fathers, they are in the Bible. If we are essentially, the book of Genesis is a book of family history. It's in the book of Genesis. A lot of these fathers are there. When we read it, we see. Then when we read it genuinely, we'll be able to correct all situation that is going on in the life of fathers. Even Haley is a pastor, a man of God. Anna came into the church to come and pray. She has no children, to come and pour her heart unto God. Pastor Haley was the one that was saying, Anna, are you drunken? Wanted to discourage her, but she explained that she is not drunken. So she was able to respect the man of God as a father. Then she's able to get a blessing. So all fathers, this Father's Day, the blessing of God Almighty on all fathers and their family, their wives and their children. God Almighty will continue to teach them.
Yes.
Will continue to teach them and instruct them and lead them in Jesus' name. They are all covered with the blood of Jesus. And the blessing of God will be upon them, this Father's Day, and their wife and their children, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we have received the blessings of the Lord today. I'm going to sing a song. It says that, Father, we adore you. We lay our lives before you. Father, we love you. Jesus, we adore you. We lay Father, we love him. Yes. He's our heavenly Father. He gave us our earthly parents, biological parents, and then gave us our spiritual parents who are watching over us. We thank God for that teaching from our mother in Christ. I just want to talk a couple of points here. She mentioned Abraham. Abraham used to be exalted father. Genesis chapter 17, verse 4. Genesis chapter 17, verse 4, Abraham used to be called Abram, exalted father. But when God came into his life, God changed his name from Abram to Abraham, his father of many nations. Abraham is father of many nations. Because, you see, exalted father, that is not just you. You are exalted by yourself and all that stuff. But when God makes you a father of many nations, and that is what God has made of us today. God has made us fathers of many nations. You see, this radio broadcasting, this Blog Talk Radio and Our Miracles Radio, it's reaching millions of people around the world. And we know it from the emails and the calls we receive and all the messages we get. We are fathering nations through this ministry. God has made us fathers of many nations. And because we are fathers of many nations, is the reason why God is using us today to bless many people through the word of God and preaching and teaching and ministering to people. I tell you, many have been encouraged, many have been lifted, many have been, you know, blessed through all these messages we are hearing every time on this radio broadcast. I tell you, God is working. In John chapter 8, verse 44, St. John's Gospel chapter 8, verse 44, he says, Satan is the father of lies. See, we'll be talking about God the Father. And now, St. John's Gospel chapter 8, verse 44, he says, Satan is the father of lies. Can you imagine somebody who is the father of lies? I don't think I have anything to do with that person. Father of lies. Satan is the father of lies. I don't think you, listening to us right now, we got over 1,000 people that have keyed into this program, listening from around the world. You have nothing to do with Satan. He's the father of lies. See? John chapter 8, verse 44. Satan is the father of lies. So we have nothing to do with him. We have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit with us. And so we are teeming with the Lord Jesus Christ, the father of many nations. A father is loving and caring. Psalm 103, verse 13. Jesus was always in terms with his father. Look at it in John chapter 5. St. John's Gospel chapter 5, verse 37. Jesus said, I am my father, are one. As my father has sent me, so I send you. Jesus walked with the Father God. And even when Jesus was on earth, Joseph was just a stepfather. Joseph was not a biological father of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ had no biological father. But Joseph being a stepfather, Jesus was walking with Joseph as the carpenter's son, walking with his father. So we are supposed to be walking with our father. We need to follow the examples of Jesus Christ. Jesus walked with his father, Joseph, as the carpenter's son. We need to walk with our father. Oh, yes. We need to be involved in their lives, helping them and ministering to them. Sometimes you see people neglect their parents, neglect their fathers, neglect their mothers. That's not fair. Your father and your mother took care of you when you were young. They made sure you went to school. They made sure you had education. They helped you. Now they are old. You should be ministering to them now. You should be helping them so that they can pray for you. They can give you the Father's blessing. You know, the Father's blessing. They pray for you. Look at that scripture we read, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your fathers and your mothers that your days may be long in the Lord. Then he said, this is the first promise. This is the first commandment with a promise. Exodus 20, verse 12. This is the only commandment in the Bible that has a promise attached to it, that your days may be long in the land. So if you want your days to be long in the land, then you need to honor your father and your mother so that your days will be long in the land. This is very important. We're going to pray right now that God will help us to honor our fathers and our mothers. That we will not throw away our fathers and our mothers. We will not neglect them. We will not, avoid them and leave them alone. We should be a source of encouragement. We should be there for them at the time of need. Oh, yes, this is very important. Honor your father and your mother that your days will be long in the land. So if you want your days to be long, if you want to live long, honor your father and your mother. That's what the scripture says. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. This is very important so that you can receive the father's blessing. So that your father can pray over you and you receive the blessing of the Father, which is very important. We're going to pray right now. God, help us to honor our fathers and our mothers. Yes, God, help us to be a blessing to our fathers and our mothers. Yes, shall we pray that prayer? Yes, everybody, let us pray that prayer. God, help us to be able to honor our fathers and our mothers. We shall not neglect our fathers and our mothers. We shall not neglect them. But God, we shall be a blessing to them, a source of encouragement. Yes, Lord, help us to be faithful. Yes, Lord, we shall not deviate from loving and helping and caring and ministering to the needs of our father. They have been a blessing to us. We can be a blessing to them as well. Yes, we want to receive the Father's blessing. We don't want to receive a curse. We want to receive the Father's blessing. So we must be a source of encouragement to our father. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rabbi Messiah. Hey, Blondo, you're both taking me. Yeah, Blanda, I'm Blanda, yeah. Hey, Blondo. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Help us, Lord, to be faithful. In the name of Jesus. Help us to be sincere. Help us, Lord, to do the right. Thank you, Lord. I know the Lord will make a way for you. I know the Lord will make a way for you. If you live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord will make a way for you. I know the Lord. We make a way for you. I know the Lord, we make a way. If you live a holy life, turn the wrong unto the right. I know the Lord will make a way for you. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for you. If you live a holy life, turn the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord will make a way for you. Yes, Lord. We pray that your word that has gone forth will find a place in the lives of everyone who have had your word tonight. Lord Jesus, make us doers of your word and not just hearers alone. Bless everyone who has participated in this program, Lord. Bless your daughter, Olayin Kalawa. Bless her family. Bless her home. Bless her children.
Amen. Amen.
Bless everyone who has tuned into this program today. Bless them abundantly. Let them receive the Father's blessing. Let them continue to prosper and be in good health, even as their souls prosper.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, we thank God for you. Yeah, I want to thank every one of you who have been there. Yes, happy Father's Day in advance.
Happy Father's Day in advance.
Yes, happy Father's Day to everyone. Yes, have a good Father's Day. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, we're going to have another service online in this same channel. Join us, and I know God will do you good. And then tomorrow evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be back on air again. I tell you, God has so much to impart to us during this Father's Day period. God bless you all abundantly. May you receive the Father's blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Bring forward this message to everyone. Immediately test it, tweet it, and share it all over. Let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am.
Thank
God bless you, man. Yes. Happy Father's Day. Yes, sir. Happy Father's Day. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
God never, never pay. Jesus, we never, never pay. Yes, never, never pay. Jesus, the same forever. Can never, never fail. Jesus, never, never fail. We never, never fail.